Sometimes Christians lose sight of what's most important, and we get distracted by the things of the world. Hi, I'm Stephen Street, Executive Pastor at Fraser Church, and welcome to Fraser 365. It's our hope for you that in this devotional series, you'll be brought back to the one true center of our faith, just Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 34 of Just Jesus, the Promised Messiah. Today's devotion is titled Presentation and Prophecy. The authors of the Life Application Bible Commentary wrote, Simeon, even in old age, looked to God's future with brightness and hope. Simeon's secret was in his worship and expectation for God. Worship and praise were natural to him. They were the center of his life. Our text for today is from Luke chapter 2, verses 22 through 35. And when the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God, saying, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel and for a sign that is opposed. And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. Luke chapter 2 records Mary and Joseph following Jewish law and fulfilling messianic prophecy as they presented Jesus in the temple at Jerusalem. According to Leviticus chapter 12, verses 1 through 8, a woman who gave birth was considered unclean and had to offer a sacrifice of purification. Since Mary gave birth to Jesus, she followed this law by presenting him in the temple. Malachi chapter 3, verse 1 states that the Lord will suddenly come to his temple, which is fulfilled when these events of Luke 2 occurred. In keeping with Jewish customs, Jesus would have been 40 days old. Mary and Joseph offered a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, indicating their modest economic status, as mentioned in Leviticus. This reflects the humility of Jesus' earthly beginnings. This presentation symbolizes Jesus' consecration to the Lord and highlights his identity as the Messiah. Bruce Larson and Lloyd Ogilvie share what happens during Jesus' dedication. In the temple, they met two Jewish prophets, Simeon and Anna. The Holy Spirit was upon Simeon, and he recognized this baby and his importance for both Israel and the Gentiles. No angels appeared this time as they did to Zacharias, to Mary, and to the shepherds. This revelation came through a faithful believer, just and devout, who is a prophet through the power of the Holy Spirit. In the Greek, his words give the image of a servant who has been instructed by his master to stay at his post until a certain visitor arrives. Simeon had been watching all night and was sleepy. When the visitor finally came in the early hours of the morning, he said, "Master, it's happened. I have announced the coming of the one you're waiting for. Now I can go to sleep." Having seen the consolation of Israel, Simeon was telling God that he was ready to die in peace. Luke chapter 2, verses 29 through 32 contains Simeon's prophetic statements regarding Jesus. Thabiti and Yabwile shares these thoughts. Imagine this old man's elation. He was at home carrying on his day, perhaps in prayer or some other activity. Then, unexpectedly, he has a strong urge to go to the temple. With each step, the leading gets stronger until even as an old man, he was nearly running to get there. He saw Jesus in his parents' arms, and he knew. He knew this was the long-awaited comfort of Israel, the promised Savior. He took the one-month-old baby out of their arms and brought him close to his chest. Looking into the face of Christ, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, Simeon blessed Jesus with a prophecy. Simeon blessed God for keeping the promise to let him see the Messiah. Imagine the peace and the deep satisfaction at seeing the promise fulfilled. Simeon's soul found rest as the infant Christ rested in his old arms. Simeon was basically saying, "Lord, you can take me now. My work is done. You kept your word." In verses 31 and 32, Simeon reveals the purpose for which Christ was born. The consolation of Israel is also the light of the world. This babe will bring the light and glory of salvation not only to the Jews, but also to the Gentiles. He is to be the Savior of the world. All the nations will come to him for light and life. Simeon's not finished. The gladness of verses 31 and 32 come also with hints of sorrow in verses 34 and 35. The old man turned his cloudy eyes to the parents. Simeon blessed them with strange words. "This child will be a light, but he will be the kind of light that exposes. Because he exposes, he will face opposition. That opposition will be a violent piercing, a piercing that will penetrate his mother's heart also." Simeon's prophetic words indicate both the struggle that will accompany Jesus' mission and the necessity of faith in him for redemption. They highlight the Messiah's role in bringing salvation, where acceptance of Jesus leads to eternal life in his presence, but rejection leads to eternal separation. The price Jesus would pay for salvation would be the violent piercing of the crucifixion, which would crush Mary's heart. Some questions to consider. Why is it significant that Jesus' parents followed Old Testament purification and sacrificial laws? How did Mary and Joseph's obedience impact Simeon? How do you think Simeon's words affected Mary and Joseph? And finally, what does today's scripture teach about the fulfillment of prophecy? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.